I like, what color are those pants?
Puke. I got puke pants on.
They're
dude.
Good. They're cool. I like them.
Thanks, man. I found them in the trash. Used to be white.
Were they? You seem to have a little problem with them.
Oh no! I just got a big dick, so I had to adjust my puke pants to fit my dick in them.
Okay,
yeah, dude. I do think it's so funny. We're recording at this new space. It's the second day we've been recording my friend's basement in Bushwick, Brooklyn.
Isn't one of those horrible podcasts recorded here?
Yeah, that terrible podcast, Worthless Clowns, hosted by those dumb women. In fairness, it is hosted by my sweet girlfriend, Allie O'Neill, and one of my dear friends, Brittany Cardwell. They're very funny, and it's very funny. If this is your first episode, I don't want you to start off with me saying my girlfriend's stupid. And she is. No, it's just funny. Like, we're recording at this new place, and we have a lot of context for each other, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's been like 2 hours and 15 minutes total of working with these guys.
Yeah.
And I've just been talking about my big dick. I just love thinking, like, because if someone gets exposed to me out of nowhere, and my first thing is like, oh, I had to move my pants because I got a huge cock. They don't know if I'm like a dipshit loser or not. And I am.
But that is a funny thing to say. Like,
oh yeah.
Who would think that you were actually one of the biggest problems in my life?
Huge dong. I will say, for me, it is true. And it adds a lot of difficulty to my day, how big it is, you know?
Yeah.
It's really big.
You're always slamming it in doors and stuff.
No, that doesn't happen. Other problems. Like, everybody wants to talk to me, you know? And I can't walk down the street with women without women trying to take my pants off. You know? which is really tough, you know. It's tough to get stuff done.
That's why we had such a busy morning.
I had a really busy morning. I had to get my cat's nails cut and I had to move Graham's car, and it's really hard. First of all, my penis does not fit in his car.
Oh, that's a bummer.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
well, this is like, isn't it a Canadian car?
Exactly. And in Canada, everyone's dick is free. Everyone has a free dick. They didn't have to buy it the way that we do. And but it's not that my dick doesn't fit in the car. It's that all the women hanging on to my dick as I walk down the street don't fit in the car.
So Dave and I have been talking about, you know, Dave's doing an album for his mom.
Yeah, for my mom.
And so we've been like, yeah, what if we do a couple of clean episodes of the show? Yeah. And
this is not one of them.
This is not one of them.
Also, I told you, right, that my mom, like, she showed no interest in listening to my stand-up or podcast for years. And I don't know, now she's like losing her mind or something. And she's like, I want to hear it.
Oh, no.
And so she started listening to, what's it called, In Front of Me, when I was at her house. Ooh. And it was the episode where, I was adjusting my pants at the beginning of it was like Longhorn Steakhouse or something. And I forget what I said, but it was like something, it was exactly like this episode, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Like talking about our dicks. Oh, shitting or something. I don't know.
Right. Taking, we do talk about dump. That. So yeah, Dave and I enjoyed, what was the name of that place? We ate ramen at a place where you can't see the face of your server.
Ichiran.
Yeah, Ichiran. And then
we both got
not quite food poisoning.
Afflicted.
But I would say a miserable hour of life.
Yeah, I had a little bit of butt time. My butt went to school.
And being a human is so gross.
I know, dude. And the older you get, the grossness just gets worse, more regular. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Man, you know what's going to be fun is when sitting on the toilet makes your back hurt.
Oh.
That's going to happen to both of us for sure.
I feel pretty good sitting on it.
Me too.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't like sitting on a couch.
Yeah. Well, my toilet is a beanbag chair. So that's why it's so comfy for me.
Dude, hello, sharks.
Hello, sharks.
Do you wish?
The beanbag toilet. Have you ever wanted to take a shit while you're passed out drunk in the corner of a sleepover? Oh, man.
Dude, so me and Dave got after it last night. We went to like nine bars.
Yeah, dude.
It was I don't remember the name of any of them.
No, none of them had names.
But that was fun.
We went to, you know where we went? We went to every bar. For whatever reason, we were in a boring ass bar mood.
Yeah.
Not that like it's not like I'm looking for like a, I want to go to a pirate bar or something like a
now themed. I do.
Yeah.
I want to go to a pirate bar.
But so we were in Park Slope, and Park Slope is like a really nice, like it's like pretty upscale, but also like really artsy part of Brooklyn. And he did Littlefield, which is like an upscale artsy comedy show.
Yeah, yeah.
Did great. Absolutely, you know, every single person in the room followed him on Instagram. I watched them.
Yeah, dude. Kind of fucked the setup.
Yeah, totally, man.
Hate what these comics do that sometimes. They'll go, everybody pull out your phones right now.
Oh, I hate it.
And I'm like, don't do that.
It sucks.
Now everybody just looked at their phone.
Also, fuck you. Please don't make stand up this.
Yeah, they're under duress.
You're also waiting. Yeah, they have to. I would pull out my phone and I would block you is what I would do if I was in the crowd of that show. I would block you immediately.
Just everybody reports your account. That's what yeah, I would do. Totally.
That's a good bit. Everybody take out your phones. I'm Dave DeRoss on Instagram. Everybody block me. Everybody report my account for suspicious behavior. I am impersonating another comedian named Dave Ross. Tell them.
But it was, man, New York is...
It's
a real cool town, and things stay open. It's weird, man.
But it was Monday night, and Park Slope is, because it's upscale and artsy, it's like a little older. Mm-hmm. Monday night, a lot of things close. But also, we were in a real mood. Like, it's just not a place where most of the bars are they're interesting in some way. They're not just a regular Irish pub or something like that. But we just were like... What's the most... First, we tried to go to Applebee's, the one that's inside the mall next to Target, but it closes at 11 p.m., which is
bullshit.
Can't
even drink at an Applebee's
anymore. Give me a break. The one at the Barclays Center, how cool would that have been? If we could post
that would have been great.
So we found like a Applebee's equivalent called That Bar. That's what the place was called. Oh. And I got a cheeseburger, and we drank a bunch of beer. My first beer was flat, and so they gave me another beer.
Oh, man.
And there were a bunch of oh, my God, this was so great. A bunch of, like, 40-year-old black dudes came in who all looked, like, really well-dressed. Like, they really had their shit together. Like, honestly, we wanted to be them. We were like, these guys are cool.
They were having so much fun. We thought they were gambling on the game because there was so much.
So much uproar. They were, like, in this... lofted area in the back that you could see them, but it was separate, and it felt like a private event section. And there was a TV playing, there was a game on it. They were yelling and screaming and making fun of each other and getting fake angry and just like slapping their hands down on the table. And we were like, what are they doing? Are they gambling on the game? Are they playing cards? Like, what is this? And then it turned out they were playing big Jenga.
We were like, getting so into it, dude.
Everyone's a dork now. We're talking dudes with big, like, shoe length peacoats and like top hats. And they were just like, he's pulling out the piece.
It was great.
Yeah.
And it's like, like they all came in at the same time. So I think that was their plan. Like, oh, we're playing big Jenga tonight, bitch. Dude.
Yeah, they're all on their phones, like videotaping and shit. Dude.
Now I want to play Big Jenga, dude.
I want to go back to that exact bar and play Big Jenga. Yeah, I think that we should.
I hope it's available.
It's actually right by where you're staying, so.
Pretty good.
Pretty good, dude.
Yeah, dude. I love it here.
I love it here, man. I
love New York, man.
Yeah, you got to move here, dude.
All right.
Yeah. Would Jenny move here?
I don't know. Maybe.
You should ask.
All right, I'll ask.
I thought that the reason she couldn't move, aside from, you know, liking it there and having a life and all, you know, it's difficult, was the podcast. But I guess that's on pause.
Well, I mean, I definitely want to be here a lot, and I'm already doing that. So I'm like, maybe I should just be happy with that. I don't know.
Oh, sure. I mean, yeah, but if you can come visit this amount
and
continue to have your life in LA. I mean, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Ideally, you know, we will have $1 million very soon. And
let's
just hope, man. You know, have a studio.
I would love to live, like, if you were like a billionaire, how many cities would you want to place in?
One. Corpus Christi, Texas, dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No, no. I don't know. Okay. Let's go down the list of the places I love. I would want a place in Toronto.
Whoa. Okay.
Love That's Toronto.
First name.
Yeah, dude. I love Toronto. I love Portland, Maine.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Really?
Yes.
I've never been to Maine.
Oh, man. We got to go.
What's up there?
Well, first of all, they have a great Thursday show called Laugh Shack at this hidden bar, Lincoln's, that you would love, dude. It's called Lincoln's because everything costs $5 in there, all the beer.
What?
T-shirts. Yeah. And it's like low ceilings. They pack it out. It's so fun, dude.
Lincoln's.
Also, the comics there are funny.
Maine.
There's this comic there named Kevin Hebert, I think his name. And he's really funny. I saw him last time. Anyway, also, it's like a town on the coast of Maine that is like kind of artsy and also is old. So like the downtown area has like lots of cobblestone and it's really touristy. There's like little shops and shit, but then there's also really good food. And then it's also on the water. And so there's like bars on the water, but it's also small enough for it to be sort of affordable. And I think housing is expensive, but you know, like hanging out. The only problem with Portland, Maine is that bars close at 1 a.m. which is like a hilarious time for them to close. But I guess probably if you live there and you want to stay out late, you just hang out with your friends at your house.
I love hanging out at a house.
Me too.
That's always fun.
So Toronto, Portland, Maine, New York City for sure.
Hell yeah.
Denver.
Man,
I got so much family around. That's not who you thought.
This is just wild. Toronto, Maine.
Dude, yeah. And I guess LA, because I was there for so many years and I have so many friends there.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of like, not the people, but I'm like very much over LA.
Yeah.
I did it for 20 years. I'm done. So there. And maybe Portland, Oregon. But then like, I guess maybe not. That's too much. Who needs that? I can just visit those places.
I guess, but it seems fun to have a place, right?
Yeah.
I just, dude, checking into hotels is like wearing me down, dude.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Like, here's what I don't understand. Maybe if you're a hotel owner, why can't I just check in when I arrive in the town? And they're like, oh no, check-in's not till 3.
Check-in has been getting later and later.
I know.
Too. It's 4 p.m. some places, and it's like, what do you want me to do? 4 p.m.
What am I supposed to do?
First of all, I got stuff to do at 4 p.m.
Right.
Let me check in at, you know, when the room's ready and let me take a shower or whatever. You got to like squeeze cum onto the floor or something or like kill a guy in there. Like what? Make it more gross.
Right. So I'm like, that might be a thing I would like. If I was rich, I would blow so much money on having another house just because I want to get to town and go to bed. That's what I always want to do.
You know what I would do if I was a billionaire? I would get a plane I could live in. You've heard of a houseboat? House plane, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your plane lands and then you just sleep in your plane at the airport?
Absolutely. Well, yeah, no. Well, but the airports I would use would be like rich people airports, you know, like the Santa Monica airport.
Okay.
But you know, the airports that like Taylor Swift and Kanye get to use.
Oh, I didn't realize it's different airports.
I think so.
That's cool.
Private jets land at the like little airport. There are like lots and lots of little non-international airports.
Wow. I gotta get rich. Let's get rich, dude.
Dude, I would love to have not only would I love to know how to fly a plane, my father would love it if I knew how to fly a plane.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because he flies planes.
How hard could it be?
Really hard.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I sometimes I look up there and I see the pilot and he's just like bored.
Well, I think once you're up there and you're just kind of going straight, you just kind of
bored. It doesn't look that hard to me.
I think getting up there is pretty hard.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I see them. They're just going like, just like,
all right,
doesn't look that hard.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's take off in a plane. Let's do it, man. You're right. It's not hard. You just push the lever forward. That's what it looks like they're doing to me. Well, but yeah, but I think that they are considering like all kinds of things like wind speed and air pressure and all kinds of shit.
Come on.
And it like rocks back and forth. Also, you've been in a commercial plane. It'll just randomly just like bang around in the sky a bunch. Yeah.
I'll look up there and they're just going like,
mm-hmm.
They don't look that concerned.
Maybe the going to flight school is just learning how to not throw up when that happens. I feel like if you were flying a plane, you would just like shit your pants when it started shaking and you'd scream, we're all going to die.
The first time I felt a plane shake, I remember being like very, really not okay with that.
Oh, I'm still scared every time, man. Shaking in my
every
boots.
Time, really?
Yes.
Oh, you gotta.
Nope.
By now, no you way. Know it's fine, right?
No.
Every time you've never been on a plane that's crashed. Every time it's shaken, it's nothing.
Yeah, but now could be the time.
But it's not.
Right.
So you shouldn't have ever been.
It's starting to seem like you don't have an anxiety disorder.
Oh, I get. I don't know.
You
just gotta change your mind.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, really, dude. Like, I am less afraid than I used to be, for sure.
Yeah.
But I am, like, I mean, like, I'm afraid of everything.
Yeah.
That happens throughout every single day. And I like say that and people like are like, ah, he's exaggerating. It's not really, it's not an exaggeration. Really.
You're afraid of Dr. Funk?
Yeah.
What are you afraid of?
I'm afraid that she doesn't like me anymore. I'm afraid that she's going to die. I'm afraid that she's going to hurt me. I'm afraid that this is the moment she's going to die. And I really do like, that's what like. I have very bad anxiety that I've learned to kind of like manage,
yeah.
You know, but yeah, no, dude. So yeah, I'm afraid the plane's going to go down in the exact same way that I'm afraid that someone's going to kick my door in and beat the shit out of me out of nowhere. Like that's not going to happen. And I'm aware of that.
No, it's not.
But it could.
Yeah, but anything could happen.
Exactly. Now you understand. Now you're going to feel as bad as I feel. Anything could happen. And yeah. It's terrifying.
Right.
No, dude, there is a pill out there that I could take that would make me not feel this way. But I would become a completely different person.
Right.
It's just so laden within and throughout like how I think and who I am. I don't really care. I am exaggerating the degree of it. It's not that bad anymore. But yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, I'm afraid. Yeah. I guess I'm not afraid of Funk. I'm not afraid of you, really.
That's good. No one should be afraid of me. What do I do?
But people, a lot of people are afraid all the time. You know, I mean, also, look at you. You look like you could beat someone to death. You're not gonna.
I don't even know if I look like I could. I don't even know if I, like, I
yeah, don't know. You got that round head.
that shows you can beat ass if you got a round head.
No, no, no. I meant that shows a softness in character.
Oh, I guess that's
the
true.
The rounder the head, the less edges on the soul.
Yeah, that's what people say.
The only reason I said that is that we were talking about your round head the other day.
Oh, that's true, yeah. And sometimes it gets really round. Sometimes I'll be like, it's rounder today.
I think probably when you've drank a lot the day before, puffy cheeks.
Just perfect circle, dude.
Get a little bit bushier beard and just an absolute bowling ball. I know. We started talking about it because Caleb was like, Dave, I'm really liking the long beard. It makes your face longer and pointier.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. And he was like, not me. I've landed on the beard's got to be round. It's got to make my head...
Well,
round.
I've tried to do a longer thing and I can't do it. I mean, I can, I just, it starts to, bad. I start to smell my beard and, you know,
does it smell good?
I mean, nothing smells good on me.
Yeah, of course.
No part of my body smells good.
Does your girlfriend tell you that you smell good?
Every once in a while.
Yeah. And does she say,
and she'll be like, you smell good.
Oh, like that. Oh, that's
Whoa.
Funny. No, my girlfriend will be like, we'll be talking about how we both like, I don't know, did a bunch the day before and we both are like sweaty and I'll be like, I smell. And she's like, I like it.
Oh,
yeah. And I've dated a few women like that in my life who are like, yeah, you smell bad, but it's good. Women are,
I don't know what's going on over
so
there.
So much more gross than we've given them credit for over the years.
Well, you know, being a lady is so, that's all these things you do. Yeah. And then, especially if you're a straight lady, I'm just baffled. I can't believe it.
Yeah, you're attracted to just like lumps of clay.
Smelly
lumps of clay that are mean to you a lot
and
of the time.
And they can't think right. And
yeah,
and they don't understand what you're saying.
They're like addicted to alcohol and they hate their parents. And just horrible, disgusting looking hair coming out of the clay.
Oh, I know. And the hair just gets worse every year.
Yeah, men just look like a melting eraser. With hair in the eraser.
I just, even just that, but then you also have periods and painful childbirth and like,
I know, makeup and beauty standards and all that
shit.
Every
few years they try and take rights away from you.
I know.
It's like funny. It's an insane life. And I'm like, and then you're out there like, I'm trying to find a good guy. And I'm like, what? You need to like build a bunker.
That shit is so bad that when there's a man who's like, I think women should have rights, a lot of other men are like, pussy. It's crazy, dude.
it is wild to me. I wish we had like 24-hour news networks in the late, like the 20s.
Uh-huh, yeah.
When they were like, should we let women vote or not?
Yeah. Oh my God.
I would have loved to have seen
those pundits.
The you know, crossfire back then where it's like, on the left.
First of all, we would have so much great tape of Strom Thurmond and Joe Biden.
I do believe, you know, if we allow the women.
And tonight, our guest is the youngest senator in the U.S. Senate, Strom Thurmond. He's 21 years old. He just became a senator. He's very progressive. He believes women have a brain. I do believe they have a brain. I think, of course, I believe the women belong in the kitchen, but I do think they should be allowed to talk to me.
Because it was all men.
I like, know.
All like it got 50
men who owned land.
Percent.
It was men who owned land.
So right? Yeah.
Oh, no, by the 20s it
was. I guess, but it's like there was a vote and it was only men voting and they were like, should we let women vote?
Right.
And the men deliberated and it didn't like pass overwhelmingly. So there was dudes who were just like,
I know.
No.
No.
And then when women get the right to vote, they all just saw you vote that they shouldn't.
Yeah.
So I'm imagining all of them lost their seats, which is pretty funny.
Pretty cool. I know. I do love that, like.
Or is it the Supreme Court? Am I stupid? Was it the Supreme Court that did that?
I don't know.
Who let women vote?
Well, dude, either way, what you just said happened did happen. That whenever, like, when they got the right to vote, they were like, all right. First thing on the list, fuck everyone who didn't want us to have this.
Oh, it was an amendment. Okay, yeah.
It was an amendment. So
the
19th it needed to pass.
Amendment.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Dude, so you know what I love about that? You're so right that they didn't vote for it.
Yeah.
So what that means is they like rallied women to just be so... unflinchingly angry at the men around them for so long that the men were like, all right. And that's such a fucking awesome strategy. That's just so great. Just literally like, we can't do it, but what we can do is be mean to you. Dude, did I tell you? So like this has since changed, but my family like 150 years ago was like, really rich Rhode Island old money people.
Oh, no.
We've squandered it. Don't worry.
Oh, good.
A generation or two ago.
It always happens had a shot like that. Somebody squanders it.
So there's this house on Hope Street, the Henry Lippitt house. Henry Lippitt is my great, great grandfather or something. And my grandmother was a like little toddler in that house for like a few years of her childhood. And then the beginning of the end of the money started or something. But it's a historical landmark in Providence, Rhode Island. And you can go take a tour. And I've taken the tour a few times when I went and did family stuff. And it's this like huge, ornate, beautiful mansion with like 30 rooms or something. And during the tour, they talk about Henry Lippitt for a while. And this was in the 19th century, near the end of the 19th century, I think, is when he was. And then at a certain part of the tour, they start talking about my great, great, great grandmother. And I forget her name, Abby Lippitt, maybe. They talk about her as a staunch feminist in the 1800s. But one of my, like probably my favorite facts from the entire tour is that she was a very vocal, loud and staunch feminist. And she did not believe that women should have the right to vote.
Whoa.
And the reason she didn't think women should have the right to vote is that she was certain that women would just vote the way their stupid husbands voted.
Well, if you did marry a dumb guy,
yeah,
you might be dumb.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. You also might be like, I think it was like there was a lot more, like it was pretty common back then, I would imagine, for there to be a very serious power dynamic. You know, yeah. The guy is literally in charge of the house. And so the deal was you have to. Right. Or else, I don't know. And I think
because back then you couldn't own property, you couldn't have. Yeah. I don't think you could have your own bank account back then.
Oh well. Yeah, right. So you would just be.
So if you didn't have a husband, you were just it was rough.
You go live with your father again.
I don't know. What a nightmare, man.
Yeah, truly, absolutely.
And then they were like, "How about voting?" And if I was a lady back then, I'd be like, "Can I? I would like. I want money.
Yeah,
I want to buy a house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah." First, you know what? I don't even want money first. I would like the opportunity to have money. Just let me have a place I'm allowed to keep money, hypothetically. And then after that, if I could have a job, that would be great. Just let me have a goddamn job.
That's what's funny is you never hear like people that always be like, oh, the immigrants are taking our jobs. And they never... They at least were not. I wonder if in the 20s they were like, women are taking our jobs.
I think they were. Yeah.
That's wild.
Dude, I mean, people fought progress at all turns.
Yeah.
It's happening now like crazy. It's
just lost my job to a woman.
That's so funny.
We got to elect Trump. He's going to get these. He's going to deport all the women.
No daughter of mine's taking my job. I ain't having daughters no more. I don't want to lose my job to these ladies. The workforce just doubled. Half my buddies out of work, just riding a bar stool.
And also in the 20s, I guess kids, you could lose your job to like a 9-year-old. Oh my God,
that's so funny, dude. Maybe that's why they outlawed child labor.
Yeah.
Just because all the older guys in the Industrial Revolution were like, well, I can't compete with this kid. He's like, a 9-year-old is the equivalent of me on meth.
I wonder if you could have like a man, like, could you be like 40 and your boss is 9? He's got a little tie.
I hope so.
I'm going to need those on my desk.
So, Mr. Williamson, I noticed you came in 15 minutes late today. Is there something we could do about that? I'm sorry, but I have to remind you, your break is only 15 minutes. And please, you must, when you go out for your cigarette break, you have to do it 100 feet from a building. I'm underage. If I inhale the cigarette smoke, it'll stunt my growth.
Kid boss,
dude.
You're like sitting there drinking with your buddies. Yeah, my boss is a real piece of shit.
Yeah, he's always playing with blocks right in front of me. This guy can't even multiply 9 times 3. He thinks he can tell me how long my lunch break is. Man. Sick of getting yelled at by a kid with a He-Man lunchbox.
your boss's parents are dropping him off. At work. It's so funny.
Yeah, that is so funny.
He's got his little briefcase.
Okay, yeah, a little, but it's a little tin briefcase. It's a briefcase, but it, yeah, it says Polly Pocket on the side. okay, honey, have a good day at work. I will. I if anyone's mean to me, I'll file them. I love filing people. attention, everyone. We're a little slow on production, so we're going to be working an extra hour today. No overtime, okay? Don't cheat. I'll file you. Dude. You're fired. It's so funny, dude. Man, my favorite thing about work is I get to fire old men. Yeah, I fired my dad. Fired my dad today. It was fucked up. Man,
it is funny that they really let kids like be a king back in the day.
It's
one of the funniest things in the world.
I'm a kid boss firing his dad is like my favorite. Yeah, this is like kid therapist with his kid with his therapist. Yeah, I had to fire my dad today. It was fucked up for a few reasons. First of all, you know, now he's gonna beat the shit out of me. Secondly, where's my allowance gonna come from? You know. His work is what pays for my lunch every day. So, yeah, anyway, he's going to hit me with a stick. I'm not going to get money anymore. Probably lose my job. Then he'll get that job. Ugh.
Oh, the sound effects are back, everybody.
The sound effects are back.
We're getting after it today.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I'm excited.
Speaking of which.
Oh, that's right. News about the moon. Like millions of Americans, you're probably sick of Earth-based news. Well, yes. You are in luck because today we have a brand new edition of Moon News, everybody's favorite segment.
That's right.
This is from CBS. Delays trigger concerns about NASA's plan to return astronauts to the moon ahead of China. See, here's what I don't understand.
We're now in a space race with China.
We already went. We're in a race to go back for what, dude?
Yeah, stop racing, dude. And also just go.
Doesn't matter.
This thing where you got it. So what's the deal, right? There's like one mission where we're going to go and it's manned, but we're not landing on the moon. And then there's another mission where we're supposed to dock with SpaceX and then the SpaceX craft is going to shoot around to the dark side of the moon and land or something.
What are you going to do on the dark side?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Well, if you go, I think what it is that if you go over to that side of the moon and you to the dark side of the moon and you watch Wizard of Oz back there, it syncs up perfectly with being back there.
So China, I don't understand what China thinks it's going to do up there, but China's space program is going pretty good.
Yeah, dude. And then there's like a coalition of states like India and some European countries and shit that have a thing too.
What a waste, man.
What do you mean?
It's just like all this money. It's so many billions of dollars.
I know.
We got to the moon. Why?
Wait a minute. But we've been talking about how we're excited about this. Yeah, I burped. Yeah, I burped shit out of my mouth. You saw it. We've been talking about how excited we are about this. You're not excited about it anymore?
I'm excited. It's like a double-edged sword. It's like, it's exciting to go to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like,
right, making it hard. If it's hard at all, just don't, you know, start working on the other thing.
Every year in California, they're like, oh, we're trying to get money for that bullet train.
I know.
Why are we going to the moon?
Yeah, you're right.
Build the road.
Right. Well, this is some Republicans say, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck the moon.
Literally, dude. It's like, why are we spending my tax dollars on going to the moon and some little boy painting a dog with his own shit?
We gave money to that.
The NEA is like, you know, the National Endowment for the Arts. I don't think it exists anymore, but and if it does, it's very small. We have like the least funding of the arts the government in like any first world country or something. And I said that sentence so well. We just don't fund the arts. And it's because the conservatives here are like, I want my tax dollars going to someone, you know, making a cup out of paper and saying that's important.
I like Moon News. Mm-hmm. I think the moon is cool and it's badass.
Yeah.
But okay. We already did the thing. We put the flag, we go, ooh, and you know, fuck you, Russia.
Sure.
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's, you know what I mean?
Man,
let's go back.
This is a new Caleb. I did not know this was an opinion you had.
I don't even know if I believe it.
I don't agree with you. I think it's awesome. And I think something being awesome is enough.
Maybe you're right.
And especially since like the reason to go back is they think they're going to find water, which means that they might be able to like have a space station on the moon or something. And if they did that, then that's like a rest and refueling point before going to other places.
What if we just brought some water? We were always looking for it. What if we just...
Jesus Christ.
Bring some, right?
I mean, I think they always do. I think
landing. Oh shit.
Fuck.
Did anyone bring the water?
No. And I, you know what? I forgot my wallet too. Geez. God damn it. I left my wallet at NASA. Shit.
Man, just bring a big tank of water.
I'm not going to be able to get in senior frogs. Yeah. We talked about, right? How like Papa's and beer was going to be the first business that opens on the moon.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
No, the water thing is actually, maybe I was wrong about that. The water thing is actually just if there's life on the moon or something. I don't know.
Let's bring some bacteria there and some water.
Start life on the moon. That's funny.
Strike it with lightning and get it going.
Yeah, let's do our own Big Bang. Let's play God.
We should put roaches on the moon and see what happens.
Oh, we should do that.
Right?
I think that's great. We should put little kids on the moon and see what happens. See if they work.
Because you know, how a kid can breathe water until they're born?
Dude, totally.
And they do like an underwater birth or whatever. If you have a moon birth.
Oh, shit.
What if the baby just kind of can breathe?
Whoa. It becomes a fish. Babies become a fish if they're... born on the moon. Hell yeah. Dude.
Anyway, that's moon news,
moon
everybody.
News.
Moon news. Here we go again.
Moon news. News about the moon.
And we should take a break.
We'll be right back.
Be right back.
Hey, we're back.
Welcome to What's It Called?
That's right, everybody.
What's up, sleepers? What's up, Richard Carnes?
That's right.
Get ready to lay down.
Lay
keep
it down.
On tipping. Fuck Walter Mondale.
We love you.
We're so happy you're here.
Hey, check this out.
Mm?
Do you like this podcast?
Whoa.
Do you know anyone that likes this podcast? Well, you can come see it live on April 5th. April 5th. You can come see this podcast live at the Riot Comedy Festival in Houston. Go get your tickets now. The last one was super fun.
It was so fun. We did it last year. It's our second ever only live episode. And Caleb and I, in our big drunken night running around Brooklyn last night,
that's right,
made some plans for the show. We're very excited about.
You're not going to believe this shit.
And we're going to announce it at that live episode at the festival. April 5th. So come
that's
to that.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. It's
going to
be fun. And then me and Dave are also doing stand up there. Come watch us do some stand up.
Yeah.
And I'm doing, if you're in the Ohio area, I'm going to be doing Wiley's in Dayton, Ohio, June 7th and 8th. So come to that. I need you to come out. If we sell those out, I can buy a boat.
I'd like to buy a boat. To that and come see me. Obviously, I'm doing stand-up at the Houston Festival too, and we're co-headlining in Lafayette, Louisiana on the Sunday.
Hell yeah.
April 6th.
That sounds right.
7th.
I think so.
Whatever the Sunday is. And I'm touring a bunch. I'm opening for my buddy Chris Cresswell in cities around the around New York, Asbury Park, Lancaster, PA, Philly, and Brooklyn, near the end of April. And then after that, I'm on the road solo headlining a lot in May and June, like a ton in California and the Midwest and the South and on the East Coast. And those dates aren't up yet, but look out for that. I will be coming to a city near you, I am sure.
Hell yeah.
And so DaveToTheRoss.com is my website. And I'm recording a special at the end of all that, June 22nd.
Don't forget.
In Brooklyn, New York. Come to that.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, dude. Are you ready?
Wait, real quick.
What's It Called? That Rodeo is our website.
Oh, yes.
Patreon.com/What's It Called is our Patreon. Get in there if you want to, you know.
Get in there.
Share stuff, like stuff, buy stuff.
Yeah.
All that stuff helps us out.
Hell yeah.
And today we're renaming
Irish Spring.
Irish Spring.
Hell yeah, dude.
The soap that doesn't work.
That's right, dude.
And that's the actual tagline. I looked it up.
Oh.
Irish Spring.
At least they're honest.
The only soap that doesn't work. The only soap where right after it, it hurts a lot.
Oh, I got some names. Yeah. Dude.
The only soap that makes your water hard. I guess I'm already.
You're already
made. Doing names. Yeah, let's do it, buddy.
Broke soap.
Bad soap.
Shitty glue.
Gaelic smell.
Hard pond water.
The rinse of Wales.
Body Fanta.
Louse of Commons. Pretty good puns.
Soft rock.
The Great Dublin empty gesture.
College cleaner.
A block of wood.
My last one is whitewash.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. This is my last one. Sandpaper made out of dead bodies.
What do they make it? What is soap?
It's made out of dead bodies.
That is what soap is?
Yeah. Well, if Fight Club has taught me anything, and it has taught me everything, no, what is it? That is what it is, right? It's not dead bodies. It's fat. It's not made out of this, but in Fight Club, he claims that he makes soap out of like the human fat from like liposuction. They like grab the fat from the.
What?
The bags of fat. Have you seen Fight Club?
Yeah, I thought that was pretend.
Oh, it's pretend. I'm pretty sure. I'm not saying it's real.
Davey,
I'm
just it's all saying, his news from Fight Club.
I'm just saying that that's why I made that joke. I'm not saying I actually think it's made out of dead bodies. Are you Googling what soap is made out
yeah,
of?
Yeah, it says it's made of sodium, fatty acid, salt, and glycerin, which I don't understand.
All of that's in human fat.
All right. Maybe it is.
Yeah. So maybe you just rub your hand on your stomach and that'll clean you up.
So I'm rubbing fat on my fat to get clean.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
And now you just described sex.
So the prompt on Twitter and Discord this week was, what if Irish, well, you know, what would it be called if it worked? You know, Irish Spring if it worked. So we got some good ones here. Thank you all for hopping in the Twitter, the Discord.
I want to get in on this.
Yay.
This week.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's see here. Yeah, here, I'll go first.
Yeah, dude.
What was it? It was if Irish Spring
worked.
If it worked. God, that's so funny. Man, we are so funny.
We're it's a good podcast.
Funny people. Coming in at number 10 at I Like Mike Perry, Irish Bath Bomb.
Yeah, dude.
That's very clever.
Very
dude.
Good. Says hello, comrades on Discord said Mixopio Rashi Taint.
At Demurist on Twitter said Feck Dirt.
Feck Dirt.
Dude. That's great.
All right, we got the Super Toe on Discord said they're after me, Lucky Suds.
At Larry Bellello on Twitter had soap that will get you drunk.
That works. That does work.
That's great.
At Shibi Carlene on Twitter said golden showers.
Sawmill on Discord with green. Oh, Caleb's note, Brian Regan voice. Oh, you wrote this.
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny. Well, I just read everything.
Yeah.
And I
green!
Didn't do it. There, yeah, that's better. Green.
Go to the store, get some green.
Get some green. Green soap. Put it on your body.
Turducken MRE on Twitter said Flannery on doing against 110 proof cock scrub and tractor fuel.
All right, and number one, the Ricky shit, Zeb Plus on Discord with Mr. O'Bubbles Gobshite Pecker Cleaner Bar. Oh man.
That's so good.
It's so good. I fucked up that green thing.
Green.
We cannot end the episode yet, Caleb. And do you know why?
Why is that?
The Ben Shapiro's beard update.
It's still there.
The Ben Shapiro's beard update.
I'm sick of it, dude.
I know.
This guy's got to get rid of it. He's also got to get rid of his whole head. One day I want the Ben Shapiro's beard update to be like, he cut his head off. He doesn't have a head anymore. And the whole world is happy. Man. Did you know this? I looked this up about him. This is true. Ben Shapiro is shorter than every candle on earth. That's a true fact. It's categorically about Ben Shapiro.
Untrue. Taller than many candles. Many, many candles. It's untrue on its face.
The lips want you to believe that I am small. I am not small. I am big. I'm a big man. I'm a big man, and all the women say that. Republican women love me.
That's right. David's saying the quiet part out loud.
Yeah.
He thinks all Jews are shorter than candles.
He thinks we're going to solve this Gaza problem with a bunch of candles. It's not true. We are big people. We are large. I'm a man. I have a beard. I'm a good rapper. I'm the smartest rapper in the Republican Party.
This
number
is good.
One, and Master P is number two. But the one thing I'll never tell you is how to make crack like this. The way my mother used to tell me how to make crack was very different from how Master P makes crack. And I do not understand how this riff has gotten this far off the rails. Did you ever listen to Make Crack Like This by Master P?
Never have.
Dude, it's literally, oh man, we need to listen to it.
Yeah, we do.
It's actually called Ghetto Dope is the name of the song.
Okay.
But the chorus is make crack like this. And it's just him being like, he's literally, the lyrics are just literally him being like, first you get cocaine, then you boil it.
Oh, wow.
And you put baking soda in there.
That's literally what Ben Shapiro. First you get cocaine,
then you boil it.
You have to start with cocaine. This is how you make crack.
Make people mad like this.
Crack doesn't care about your feelings.
Crack can't vote. I don't smoke crack because it can't vote.
Oh, dude.
That's
a good episode.
That's a good episode, man. Thanks so much for doing it with me.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for having us, my friend's basement. We love it here. I love a basement.
Yeah, me too.
Comedy's always in the goddamn basement.
Where it belongs.
Or in the roof.
Yeah.
When am I going to be at sea level? That's my question.
Dude, do stand up on a boat.
That's true. I guess it's inherently at sea level.
Yeah.
Okay. You're right. I'll be a cruise ship comedian. You've convinced me.
Hell yeah, dude.
All right, dude. Sorry, that was me. I was upset about the basement. I don't want to end the episode yet. That's what's happening right now. It seems like we've naturally come to the place, but I want to record a little longer.
All right.
Hold on. All right, I'm done.
Okay.
Bye, everybody. I love you.
What's it called? What's it called?